This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Listen to this magic trick. I'm going to take what sounds like a boring new report from the fossil fuel giant BP about all global energy use in 2016 and turn it into a teachable moment about the world's second largest economy, the world's largest economy, and climate change. Joining me here in the New York Bureau to pull this off is BP's chief economist, Spencer Dale.
One of the features of 2016 was the global growth in energy demand is slowing. So we're still having more demand this year than last year, but the pace of that growth is weak. This is the second or third year where we've seen sort of growth significantly weaker than we got used to.
Who do we thank or who do we blame? Asia in parts, right?
I think this is a thank story because this reflects improving efficiency, and a big chunk of this reflects changes going on in China.
China, again, it's one of the great stories of the past two or three years, which is as China adjusts its economy, its levels of growth are not what they were, say, some years ago.
Exactly. And I think there's two or three things going on in China. So one is the story you just talked about, which is slower economic growth. It's also the pattern of that growth is changing away from the industrial sector towards more consumer and service-facing sectors, which require a lot less energy. And then the third key thing which is happening in China is a shift in their fuel mix away from coal towards cleaner, lower carbon fuels, renewable energy, natural gas, nuclear energy.
Now, at the same time, you found that carbon emissions on the planet Earth haven't really increased during that period.
We've now seen carbon emissions from energy use be flat or falling for three consecutive years. This is a very significant break from the last 10 years when they were growing at 2.5% a year or so. And so the big question this raises for energy industries, but for climate and environment and for everybody is this a decisive break from the past or is this largely a sort of cyclical story?
All right. So China, is the U.S. helping at all? I mean, people are buying electric cars. We see a boom in wind power, solar power. Does that count on a global scale?
Carbon emissions have fallen in outright terms significantly in the U.S. in the last couple of years. And the big story there is essentially relates to the U.S. shale gas revolution. So as the U.S. has produced more natural gas, the price of natural gas has fallen. And as the price of natural gas has fallen, that's allowed gas to gain share, particularly within the power sector here relative to coal. And that shift away from coal towards natural gas has led to a very significant reduction in U.S. carbon emissions.
Mr. Dale came bearing BP's annual statistical review. It's like the U.S. Federal Reserve's beige book, important, but with a less than scintillating title. BP Chief Economist Spencer Dale, thank you.
Thank you very much.